Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Kim Wins, Kim Wins of Love Truth Ministry. Purpose Driven Travel One, SWIG, USA, and a host of other things I'm involved with. But this is my Love Truth Blog Talk Network show. So welcome, welcome, welcome all. Enjoy yourselves. Sit back and relax and know that Jesus loves you. Know he's the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ. Hope you had a wonderful Father's Day weekend. And to all the fathers out there, every day is Father's Day, so hope you're taking care of your responsibility. First, lifting up God, saying, connected to the throne room of God, and pray and worship and praise. Know that Jesus loves you. I hope that you kind and loving and a perfect demonstration to your sons and daughters of what a father should be and what a man should be and your own children's lives as well as your wife's lives or the woman you had the children by. Know that God loves you. Again, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'd like to take a shout out to the brothers in my family, Wayne Wims, Ty Wims, and Ty Jai, who happen to be fathers. Happy Father's Day to you. And to my cousins, so many of them, whose male figures, Happy Father's Day. I had a wonderful, beautiful father who left me in the arms of Jesus. An awesome man of God, and I want to say, God, thank you for my father, Mammy Williams Jr., a wonderful, awesome man of God. So, as we sit back and relax and hear the good news, I'm going to read about love. As you see in my caption and my written, I'm be sharing about the technology I'm writing to this evening to a live presentation from the platform of Zoom, sharing with you SWIG and what SWIG is. Actually, I won't be the one actually hosting it. I may be a co-host, but not tonight. I will be a young lady named Rita. I hope it'll be in a prayer service, but either way, please join and let them know that Kim Williams invited you. A lot of you, somebody I know, met before, never met before, through this different social media site. Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies, and my fall came upon me to eat up my flesh, they just stumble and fall. Though a host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of thy Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and inquire in his temple. For in time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. And the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted above my enemies. Round about me, therefore, will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I was saying, oh, yes, I was saying, yeah. I was saying praise unto the Lord, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou says, seek ye my face, my heart says unto thee, thy face, Lord, would I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not this servant away in anger, that thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God, of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me the way, O Lord. Lead me in the plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the wheels of my enemies, for false witness ye are risen up against me, such as breathe out cruelty. I have fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That's Psalms 27. Psalms 27, verse 1. But God's awesome, a wonderful God, who loved you, who loved me, who loved people who made in his image. The other day, about a week ago, I was on a ride, transportation, like mobility, and we were talking about different things, and a young man was talking about, you know, when they say when the astronauts went off to space or went to get on the moon, they want stuff for man on one stuff for mankind. And that was interesting. He brought that up. Mankind, that means something of a different kind. If you made in the image of God, you were created in the image of God. You are all God's child. You are man. But there are things out here, mankind, they not of God. I think so many times we forget about that. We forget about the fallen angels when God kicked Lucifer out of heaven. We think when we see a scary movie or sci-fi, just make believe. But like I said before, they're the big old billboards. Some things are good, new adventure things are coming about. But sometimes it's people prophesying, showing you old things that took place, things that are going on around you. Sometimes we think because we can't see it, there's nothing going on around you. But believe me, things always going on around you. Particles are constantly floating, positive and negative, are constantly floating. We got all kind of things around us. We can't see the breath that we breathe, but we know it in us. We know the blood flowing through us. Trust and believe. We have to stay fast. We have to stay in prayer. We have to stay in praise and worship. We have to lift each other up. You know, the Bible says we don't wrestle the word of God. Like you said, the book of the word is personal religion, that's Jesus Christ. The word say we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities and high places. And we can say high places and be the government. But, you know, it could be somebody in the private and it's somebody who feels above you. But he's talking about spiritual being some of a death, a demon, the devil, the enemy of God. My God said, pray for one another. Pray for you. And he ain't talking about a human being. He's talking about pray for a human being, somebody made in his image, not humankind, mankind, something that's not created in his image. We don't know. But if somebody can sit around and watch somebody eat, I'm going to be burned on a tree, hung from a tree, and sitting there eating popcorn and soda. They are mankind. They're not of human. There's no way they can be to see a suffering of another person. So this right here shows about love of one another, edification of the kingdom of God, God's children around the world, not just in the United States. God's children is throughout this earth, I think throughout the galaxy. God is for real. God is of love. So the person want to edify somebody, regardless of your culture, your race, even your belief system. Even the born again believe in Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ. I truly believe that. One perfect sacrifice for our sin to bring us back into fellowship with Himself. With that said, God don't want us to destroy the earth, destroy each other, blow one another off the earth. You hear rumors and rumors of war. Only thing want to destroy the earth and destroy human man, the human race, is something not made of God. Something who believe they have the right to take and take them off the land or claim a land to be theirs that is not theirs. So let's edify one another. Let's lift one another up in prayer. Let's love one another. I'm going to go to Proverbs 10:21. Everything's all written up, then I got to go. 10:21. 21. And that says, the lip of the righteous feed many, but fools die from want of wisdom. Let me say that again. The lip of righteousness feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. So when you seek wisdom, desire wisdom, it's going to come your way because you want to do things according to the will of God, seeking His will for your life. It says, seek thee the kingdom of God with all your heart, soul, spirit, and mind. The lip of righteousness feed many because you want to see good in mankind, in the human race. So let's keep one other lifted up. This is currently going to be a short broadcast from the blog, but I'm still on Facebook Live. See the link down below. I'm inviting to the new economic evolution of the world, which is changing lives around the globe. Join us to learn more what it is. It's a investment opportunity. I would say out of this world, it's a blessing. It will change your life, your community, your family. If you're the type of person who want to see a change in this world, want to see a change in the environment, want to see healthy air you can breathe that you're not gonna die from, you know, want to save the earth, save the trees, save the plants, save the animals, save mankind. Take a look at it. As well as we have the crypto, you know, own crypto unit, which will be will be on the SEC by October the 15th of this year, 2019, our own security token. Come on board, check it out, and listen up on this live presentation. It's best to be informed than decide you don't want to be participating in something that you know nothing about. So come on board, check it out, listen up, and enjoy the presentation tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, there's a link I put on there, a free link, that you can sign up for your free SWIG back office. And when you go in the back office and sign up, all the information, there's so much information to share with you, who we are, what we're about. Then get on the presentation to learn more and what we're about, to also have your Q&A, your questions answered for you. And if you decide that's what you want to do, that's your free back office, then we will go through with you at different time how to actually invest. And at that time, you will have to upload your passport or driver license, depending on what country you at or from. And it has to be in color, because this is an official document once you decide you want to participate in this new economic evolution of the world. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, we must operate in love. We must lift up your loved ones. Regardless, you're getting along with each other all the time or not. Lift up your mom and dad, your brothers and sisters, your nieces and nephews, your uncles and cousins, friends, neighbors, old schoolmates. Lift each other up. Lift up one another. That's what's the best for each other. Because this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I know tonight at my church, I go to our tent, we have a prayer service for the city of Baltimore City, in our community in the state of Maryland. So that's my plan for tonight. It all depends on my mom is doing, who's 92 years old. She wasn't feeling that great yesterday. It's very scary when a 90-year-old person not feeling well. And I pray for all power and glory, Mama, my mom, feel much better. Today she felt much better, so I hope she continues feel much better. She lived with us, which is important if you can. Try to have your loved ones live with you. They took care of you, take care of them. Don't let your work and your job or whatever it is you want to do get in the way of you being there for your parents. Too many people say, I got my own life to live. But they took care of you. That's a gift from God to you. Now, that's depends what kind of parent you have. Now, I have wonderful parents. My father is resting in the arms of Jesus. My mom is a fair, blessing, beautiful, God-fearing, God-loving individuals who raise their children to love God. Raise children to love one another, to respect one another. And it doesn't mean they be get along all the time, but that's how they raise us. And they caring. My father laughs and my mom laughing. They had jokes. They were a fun-loving couple. if you were raised in my household, you would just have something to look at and marvel at a lifestyle that you would want for as a relationship girl. To provide for the family, to care of. So I'm all grateful for you, God, for giving me two beautiful, handsome, wonderful, kind, loving, caring individuals who love him, who love each other, and love us as their children. I'm going to now Ephesians 4:12. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto the perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and from, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of man, or cunning and craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him, and all things, which is the head, even Christ. So we got to watch the doctrine, and we got to watch who's speaking to us. And the most important thing I tell people all the time is seek the kingdom of God for yourself, not according to your mom, sisters, and brother, whoever shared with you. Even Jesus, don't just assume, just ask God what it means to have a personal relationship with him. Some people had a problem with the word God, with name God. They say, oh, God, say great I am, or say the creator of the universe, the creator of me, the divine oneness. Trust me, he's going to answer. He or she will answer. And this thing people say, well, nobody ever saw God. Well, they did. And throughout the Bible, it showed evidence when God revealed it. Man didn't realize if they were looking at him, they pay attention. In the Old Testament, they said when he came down to earth, that's when they built the tower, that tower. And then in the New Testament, Jesus reveals himself. He's not only Son of Man, Son of God. He is God. So people saw him. He wasn't invisible. They laid their eyes upon him. They saw him. So just keep that in mind. Seek his face. Seek the truth, and trust me, he wants you to know him. Okay, Romans 15:2. I must have several Bibles. I have to go deep, trying to find each page after I put bookmarks in it. Well, I hope you're having a wonderful time and enjoying this. Because this is something I always told God I want to do, and I've been doing it. And I stopped doing my blog. It's sharing the good news with people. Yes, even when I'm doing my business, Swig, Purpose Driven Travel, One Love, Truth Ministry, I want to always be about sharing the good news with people. It's not all when you're trying to share business and share this. Now, I know everybody's not going to be a believer in Jesus Christ, so I'm doing this blog. So those who get on, they're interested in listening what I have to say, listen. But you don't have to be, I hope you want to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But that's not an entry of any of these businesses I partake in. You're invited to do the business. Hopefully you're a child of God, first of all, because I ain't want no demons on part of my anything I do. So I'm declaring victory because only children of God will join. Swig, that's presentation 49. And if you're interested about travel, just hit me up at lovetruth.wims88@gmail.com. I'll invite you to a different Zoom presentation. The platform Zoom is where we do presentation on for Surge to teach you what Surge 365 is. And so if you're interested in doing it as a business or you want a wholesale in your travel, you can do that. But if you just want to save a little bit, say most of the time, then you can go to purposedriventravel1.us, purposedriventravel1.us. Romans 15:2. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. So, you know, the Bible says to please your neighbor. So that's why I'm sharing not only what I'm doing now, the gospel of Jesus Christ, but I'm also sharing with you this wonderful platform, this wonderful opportunity, and this is the educational package that comes with free IPO shares and this wonderful technology, transportation technology. The name you will learn if you come on to this presentation I'm inviting you to. If you can't make it tonight, if other nights, if you can't make any other nights because of the time of day that you work or the time where you located, email me, say you're interested in learning more, send your name, make sure you put your name in your email, your phone number, and your email address, and I will send you the video recording of previous information last week. And also, just take the link, the free back office link for SWIG, register, going to say invited by Kim Williams, fill it out, and all the information will be there for you. So take that opportunity to take a look at it. Do not miss this opportunity because you don't like how I present it maybe. I don't know. You figure, though, you already invested. You know about investment. You don't know about this investment. This is totally different. This is crowdfunding, and it's totally different. And it will blow your mind. Don't miss the opportunity thinking that you know everything, because no one knows everything. It's new things coming out every day that change in this world. At one time, we didn't have cell phones. We used to imagine, boy, could it be something we have a phone we can take around with us? And what? We have a phone that we can take around with us. So all things are possible. It's nothing impossible. If God put it in your heart to do, create, and make, work on it. Just pray God for the step-by-step and how to do it. The people who invent things, they not are in the class by themselves. It's that they listen, they pay attention. Maybe they believe in God, maybe they don't, but they just have that real power. No, I'm going to learn how to do it. I'm going to figure this out. And God give it to them. God will reign and bless all people. He will bless you whether you want to be blessed or not. But, you know, it's the blessing and curse of what part you want to be upon. I want to be about the blessing that God has for us. So 1 John 4:10-21. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. We love, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfect in us. It's perfect in us. Now, I know you say love God, but I believe Jesus is God. So the people who was born during or living during Jesus Christ's time when he was actually on earth in a physical form where you can see him, we are the physical form now because we are creating his image. He's the great I am. Or we as his children, we are little A I am. That's what I say. So I'm saying we put operate as he say, make all things are possible. And of course, he got all power. And it's by his spirit that we do things. But we can change the world. The world can change through his word and through love. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us. His love is perfect in us. Don't forget, only person who can rise himself from the dead is the one who can create you in the first place, and that's God. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever should confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. Hanging is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear is torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. Is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If a man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loves not his brother, who he has seen, how can he love God, who he has not seen? For this is the commandment that we from him, that he love God, love God, love his brother also. It's power and love. There's no way, like I said earlier, you can say you love another man made in the image of God, or say you're a man made in the image of God, and you want to take over somebody's territory. You want to blow somebody off the face of the earth. You want to hang somebody on a tree, and then you want to sit there and eat popcorn or have your little picnic, you know. That's not love. There's no way you can say you love another person and you want to see them starve, put them in cage, put them in prison, falsely imprison somebody. There's no way you can say you love your brethren and you love God if you believe in putting somebody in bondage, putting people in slavery,